But yeah, so I've been out of action for a while, started rehab, climbed on the bike yesterday for the first time in 6 weeks, which was great. And yeah, we'll be hopefully resuming racing and pinning on numbers in the near future.
Hello, welcome to Dan's Got Change with Bright Rock in the heart of season 15 of the Dan Nichols Show, where today we meet up with somebody who should, at the moment, be just about ready to win the Giro d'Italia, or at least that would have been the plan. I certainly had money on him. Unfortunately, when you're a professional athlete, things tend to change, and so life is a little different. Let's find out why. Ryan Gibbons, hello, lovely to see you.
Thank you, good to see you as well. Good to hear. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little disappointed, though, because I'm not seeing you on a bicycle, which I know is where you would like to be. Explain to us how life has changed for you a little this year.
Yeah, very unexpected. As you say, this time of year, normally I would be kind of in the heart of Italy racing the Giro d'Italia. Unfortunately, I had back surgery about 6 weeks ago. I had a herniated disc and was causing kind of a nerve impingement, so a lot of discomfort and kind of no feeling in the leg. You know, you need actually to have feeling in the leg to be a pro bike rider. Who knew? But yeah, so I've been out of action for a while, started rehab, climbed on the bike yesterday for the first time in 6 weeks, which was great. And yeah, we'll be hopefully resuming racing and pinning on numbers in the near future.
How difficult is that to deal with? Because normally you're with your team, you're on the bike, it's what you do for a living. Suddenly you're away from the team, you've got to do this rehab. You're in a bit of a dark space comparatively. How challenging is all of that?
Definitely. It is hard, you know, both physically and mentally. This is the longest I've been off a bike for 10 years, especially, you know, definitely the longest since I've been professional. And yes, you feel very disconnected from your team. You kind of, you're still in the loop and you're in contact with the rehab specialist and the medical team the whole time. But I'm not kind of at the races. I'm not, you know, seeing the guys. It is hard. And what was also hard about a back surgery is that there's kind of no timeline. If you break a bone or you tear a muscle, you kind of know you've got 4 to 6 weeks and then you can kind of resume. Where with this, there's no definite date of when I know I'll be able to resume. So frustrating. I've got to trust in the process. Almost enjoy this time off because this is the first time in how many years that in May I'm not at a race. I'm spending a lot of time at home with my partner, which is unique. But yeah, rearing to get going again, and hopefully, yeah, like I said, I'll be racing in the near future.
The silver lining to all this time off, and I think you've alluded to it, is a bit of domestic bliss, because since we had you in studio on the show, you are now a married man. It is, as I know, as a married man, just a constant whirlwind of romance and joy and delight. And I know my wife would agree to all of that immediately. What has life as a married man been like?
It's been absolutely fantastic. I mean, yeah, being a professional sportsman, I think especially being a cyclist, which is quite a European-based sport, you do spend a lot of time apart. It's not like you kind of go to a match and then you come back the next day. I'll be gone for a month at a time sometimes. So, you know, the first, you know, few months I was away a lot, but now to be getting to spend kind of every day on top of each other, you know, not literally, but it's quite great. And yeah, really enjoying and relishing the moment and the time we are getting to spend together. So yeah, very happy married man.
You're also back in Spain, which is where so many professional cyclists are based, but normally it's a real focus on training and riding. What's it been like discovering a slightly more sedate side of Spanish life?
It's absolutely great. I mean, this is such a wonderful part of the world. Mediterranean, so the weather's great. A lot of foreigners, a lot of British nationals, as well as Americans and Australians. So the community is actually quite English-speaking, which is great for me and also for partners. But yeah, enjoying the slower life, you know, kind of waking up at 8:30, and yeah, it's absolutely amazing to kind of enjoy. I've always lived abroad, and everyone says, oh, you must get to see so many nice places and be a tourist. But when in season, you're not. You know, you're doing a job, and you're always on the move. So now I can honestly say that I'm getting to be a tourist in my home country.
You'll enjoy it while it lasts, but I know you're itching to get back riding properly. How do you see the next couple of years? What's the broader vision for Ryan Gibbons, professional cyclist?
Well, first obstacle, first goal is just to get back on the bike. You know, there's always a bit of doubt around you returning from an injury like this of where you are going to be and if you are going to be able to compete at the top level again. I'm pretty confident I will be, and so is my medical team and my surgeon. So yeah, first objective is to get on the bike this year again. fortunately, the team I'm in, UAE Team Emirates, have been very supportive, and they're definitely going to continue with me in the years to come, which is great. And being in the Tour de France winning team, you know, there's a lot of perks, but a lot of pressure. But definitely, years to come, would like to be part of that Tour de France winning squad, and supporting the boys, especially Tadej Pogacar. And yeah, just kind of growing from strength to strength. I've learned a lot about myself in the last few years and kind of changed the type of rider I am. But yeah, just enjoying the moment, living the dream and yeah, fighting for the win, whether it be for me or a teammate in almost every race we do now.
Injury notwithstanding, do you still catch yourself occasionally go, geez, is this all real? Am I really Ryan Gibbons, professional cyclist?
100%. You know, a lot of people kind of keep reminding you that, you know, there's only 4 professional South Africans in the peloton at the moment, and of which only a handful have ever done the Tour de France and have done some of the monuments and classics, which I've been privileged enough to be able to do. So it is a very humbling experience, especially now when, you know, it was touch and go whether it might be all over. But yeah, I am very grateful to be in this position. I have been blessed and I definitely don't want to give it up just yet.
Well, good luck with the recovery. I know you've got some time to enjoy. Make the most of it in Girona. But when you're back on the bike, you'll have lots of cheering South Africans. And I look forward to chatting to you not too far down the line about a big win on one of the tours and more success in this wonderful cycling journey of yours.
Thanks, Dan. I'm looking forward to that very much as well.
So there we go. Ryan Gibbons, South African cyclist with UAE Team Emirates, off the bike at the moment. But good luck to the rest of the cycling world when he's back and racing.